If you would, tell the story about being in New York City.
Sure, I love telling that story. Just a quick glimpse into my soul. When I heard the gospel at 20 years old, I was like, man, everybody needs to hear this. You know, this is like the greatest news ever. So I was living in a fraternity around a bunch of pagan sinning people. And Christians started asking me right away, wow, when are you going to move out of your fraternity? Because that's dangerous to be around those people. And it just absolutely shocked me. Like, I was like, I was in a discipling relationship, and I was like, why in the world would I leave the people, the friends who need Jesus so much? And so early in my walk with the Lord, just the desire to really be a fisher of men, I really saw the call of Jesus to be a disciple as simultaneous or synonymous with entering into the process of letting Jesus teach you to catch other people, not removing you from a process of being very skilled and contagious at catching other people. So a couple months ago, I was flying up to Albany, New York, and I decided to spend an extra day in New York City, spend an evening with a business friend of mine who's been through some of my trainings. He said, hey, do you want to go to a dinner party? And I said, sure. So that night, I went out to a flat, about 400-square-foot apartment, and there's about 20 young professionals packed into this apartment to have a meal together. None of them are following Jesus. And just in a little few conversations I overheard and picked up on, no one even really had a Christian background. But just a few minutes inside the door, a young woman comes up to me in business attire, and she says, hi, my name is such and such, and what's your name, and what do you do? And I'm like, well, I don't think anybody would understand what I do or have any good connotations if I said I was a pastor, a missionary, an evangelist, a minister, whatever. So I just looked at her and I said, well, I'm a spiritual guide of sorts. And she goes, oh, really? Well, what kind of spiritual guide? Tell me more. And I said, well, I do seminars around the country, helping people explore the ancient teachings of Jesus so that they can discover how to align their hearts with God and discover the unique purpose that he created them for. And she said, wow, that's fascinating. Tell me more. So we get into this deep conversation, and after about 5 minutes, I said, I tell you what, one of the customs that I do is I like to pray blessings for people in the name of Jesus. In other words, to invoke the spirit and the power of Jesus to pray a blessing on people. Would it be okay if I did that for you? She said, oh, I would love that. Thank you. So I prayed for her, and it wasn't any prophetic bomb or word of knowledge, just Jesus bless her, you know, basic. And she starts crying, and she looks up and she says, oh my God, you're a channeler. I go, you're very spiritually perceptive. I said, one of my scriptures teaches that when Jesus rose from the dead, he was unique in history in that he fully expressed and contained the spirit of God living within him. And in fact, when he rose from the dead, the same spirit that raised him from the dead comes to live inside those who align their hearts with Jesus. And so sometimes when I pray for people, they feel the spirit of Jesus drawing people into an encounter with God's love. And she said, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You got to meet my boyfriend. Take me across the room to meet her boyfriend. We have this conversation for a while. The dinner starts. We don't get too deep. But after dinner, we go down to this bar down the street. And we're sitting in a bar, and it's about 10 of us around the table. And the boyfriend comes up to me and he says, hey, can I talk to you some more, Eric? I said, yeah, what's up? He goes, okay, how did it happen for you? And I go, how did what happen? He goes, the Jesus thing. Like, what was it that caused you to, like, realize who Jesus was? And you said he changed your life. Like, specifically, practically, what happened? And so I just told him about how I heard the story of Jesus, and I responded to it. And that was the simple thing that sparked this massive change in my life. And I was like, the story of Jesus is often referred to as the good news, or better referred to as the great news. Do you know why that is? And he goes, no. I go, has anybody ever just summarized the story of Jesus to you and the whole reason he came? He goes, no. I just explained who Jesus was and why he came to earth and what he does for people and how his power forgives sins and how he is God's sent messenger to the world to restore the nations into relationship with him. And God is inspiring movements all over the world of people who align their hearts with him and follow his teachings in order to see God's heavenly desires expressed in the earth and to one day have eternal life. And then I just ended and I said, you know, anybody who aligns their heart with Jesus, he promises them three great gifts. He gives them forgiveness of sins. He gives them eternal life when they die. And then they get to start over in life where God becomes your father, and as you follow Jesus, he'll guide you through the subsequent seasons of your life. I said, would you like to receive those gifts from Jesus? He goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're asking me this. And I said, why? He goes, well, I was just at a meditation seminar last month, and there were all these pictures of gods up on the walls, posters and things, or pictures of deities, and there, one of the pictures was a picture of Jesus. And as I meditated, I could not stop staring at Jesus, and I felt like something was pulling on me, drawing me to get to know more about Jesus. And after hearing what you said, I do. I want to become a follower of Jesus. So right there at the downtown Manhattan nightclub, we prayed together, and he became a follower of Jesus. He repented, he trusted in Jesus for forgiveness of sins, committed to follow and learn the teachings of Jesus, learn the way of Jesus. And as we're finishing up praying, this guy across the table goes, hey, what the blank are you guys doing over there? And I said, Niall, why don't you tell him? And Niall says, guys, I just became a follower of Jesus, and he forgave my sins. And it feels amazing. I feel like this warmth inside me, and like a weight just fell off my shoulders. I was kind of like going to emcee this moment, so I go, hey, guys, let's give him a hand. And so the whole table started clapping in the bar for this guy who just became a follower of Jesus. And but then it wasn't, you know, the story wasn't over about just doing a quick, you know, pray someone to get to heaven. You know, Jesus didn't say go make converts. He said go make disciples. And so this guy who'd never heard the gospel before says, can I ask you one more favor? And I said, sure, what's up? He goes, now that I'm a follower of Jesus, can you tell me two or three things I can do to learn more about Jesus and continue on this new course for my life? And I said, that is a great question. I absolutely can. I got my business friend over, and he's been through some of my trainings, and I said, all right, what I want you to do next is I want you to gather with my friend, and I want you to do these seven experiences with Jesus that will strengthen your relationship with Jesus and help guide you in the next few steps as you're going down this new journey of being a follower of Jesus. And I go, will you do it? And he goes, absolutely, that'd be amazing. And then his girlfriend overhears this, and she says, wow, I'd like to do experiences with Jesus. Can I come too? And then a guy across the table is like, yeah, I'm not a Christian, but like, yeah, that sounds cool. I'd like to do experiences with Jesus. So right in this downtown Manhattan bar, just from a dinner party and conversations, a group of people are forming, are learning the way of Jesus. So, pretty cool.